Maybe I love you, maybe I do. Maybe this feeling inside me is true. And if I love you, and if I do, then maybe, baby, maybe you love me.
Hi, 亲爱的朋友们，我是你的朋友孟非。Hey guys, I'm your friend Phoenix. 今天想跟大家分享的一篇文章是 Starting a new book is a risk, just like falling in love. 读一本新书恰似坠入爱河。读一本新书就像坠入爱河，是一场冒险，你得全身心地投入进去。翻开书页之时，从序言简介直到封底，你或许了解的很少，生活会有新鲜事发生，你或许也会有新的爱书，一切都是有可能的。当然也一定会有这样一本书，它陈列在某家书店的书架上，它惊人辗转，真的就像是在等你捧起翻阅，等着向你低语，我会伴你左右。 OK, Let's enjoy it.Starting a new book is a risk, just like falling in love. You have to commit to it. You open the pages knowing a little bit about it, maybe, from the back or from a blurb on the front. But who knows, right? Those bits and pieces aren't always right. Sometimes people advertise themselsas one thing, and then, when you get deep into it, you realize that there is something completely different. Either there was some good marketing attached to a terrible book, or the story was only explained in a superficial way, and once you reach the middle of the book, you realize there is so much more to this book,than anyone could have ever told you. You start off slow. The story is beginning to unfold. You are unsure. It's a big commitment to locking this tone around. Maybe this book won't be that great, but you'll feel guilty about putting it down. Maybe it will be so awful,You'll keep hit reading or just set it down immediately and never pick it up again. Or maybe you will come back to it some night, drunk or lonely, needing something to fill the time. But it won't be any better than it was when you first started reading it. Maybe you were worn out.You've read tons of books before. Some were just lightweights on a Kindle or Nook. No big deal, really. Others were infinite, just style burdens, heavy on your bag or in your purse, weighing you down all the time. Maybe you've taken some time off from reading because the last few books you read just weren't worth it.Do they even write new, great works or literature anymore? Maybe that time you fell in love with a book before will just never happen for you again. Maybe it's a once-in-a-lifetime feeling, and you've never gone find it again. Or something exciting could happen. Maybe this will become your new favorite book. That's always a possibility, right?That's the beauty of risk. The reward could actually be worth it. You invest your time and your brain power in the words, and what you get back is empathy and a new understanding and a pure wonder. How could someone possibly know you like this? Some stranger, some author, some character. It's like they are seeing inside your soul.This book existed inside some bookstore on a shelf, may be handled by other people, and really it was just waiting for you, pick it up, and crack the spine. It was waiting to speak to you, to say, you are not alone. You just want more of the story. You want to keep reading, maybe everything this author has ever written. You wish it will never end. The closer it gets to the smaller side of the pages, the slower you read, wanting to savor it all. This book is now one of your favorites forever. You will always wish you could go back to never having read it and pick it up fresh again. But also, you know you're better for having this close inside you, covering your heart and mind. Once you get in deep enough, you know you could never put this book down. Okay, thanks for listening, and that's all for today. Let's see you next time. Good night.